Assalamu alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. In the previous session, we began to dissect the fourth hikmah of Nahjul Balagha, where Imam alayhi salam is pointing out four essential attributes that a mu'min needs to acquire. And we said the first one is contentment with Allah's will, which Imam alayhi salam has called the best companion. And then for the second essential attribute, Imam alayhi salam says, Al-ilmu virathatun kareema. Knowledge is the noblest heritage. From this phrase, we can conclude four important points. A, knowledge is a heritage from divinely appointed people, where Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, Sharriqa wa qarriba fala tajidan ilman sahihan illa shay'an kharaja min indina ahl al-bayt. If you go to the east and the west of the world, every correct science you find has started from us. And B, knowledge is a heritage that is not given to everyone. Just as there is a relation between the heir and the one who leaves an inheritance, there must be a relation between the source of knowledge and the inheritor of it. The ultimate case is when the Prophet ﷺ says, أنا مدينة العلم وعلي بابا. I am the city of knowledge, and Ali is the door of that city. Ali alayhi salam is the true successor to the Prophet's knowledge. And if we want to have access to this noble knowledge, we should acquire attributes that bond us with this pure line. Some of the criteria of someone who Imam Ali alayhi salam was in search for to transmit his knowledge to are mentioned by him in a conversation with Kumail in Hikmah 147, where after referring to some of the characteristics of people and knowledge itself, he points to his chest and says, إِنَّهَا هُنَا لَعِلْمًا جَمَّا. There is a mass of knowledge in here. And then he continues to say that he has been looking for someone to whom he could entrust that knowledge, but he says, I came across one who understood but was not trustworthy. He would exploit the religion for worldly gain and would seek to lord over Allah's servant using Allah's blessing and over Allah's friends using the proofs of his knowledge. Or one who was obedient to the bearers of truth but was not perceptive of its finer details. And at the first appearance of doubt, he would submit to it and allow it to take root in his heart. Beware, neither one nor the other is worthy to receive knowledge, nor the one who is hungry for pleasure, easily led away by passions, nor he who yearns for collecting wealth and hoarding treasures. Therefore, if you want to be someone who has access to the Imam's knowledge, or even a small portion of it, we should first be trustworthy and loyal, and not use religion for worldly gain. Second, be wise when facing doubts, so as not to let it overpower our certainty. And third, and of course, not be among those who yearn for worldly pleasure and wealth. The third and fourth conclusion that we can draw from this statement of Imam is that firstly, a knowledge bearer must be kareem, munificent, and must not serve people in hope of receiving something from them in return. And secondly, we should gain knowledge in order to leave it for others as a heritage, so they would continue our work and build on it, so be after the knowledge that can be left as heritage. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha, so reach the peak wherever you are.